Listening Exam 4, Part 3.
Stieg Larsson was a Swedish journalist and fiction writer who is widely known for his interesting crime novel series, The Millennium Trilogy, which was highly praised by many book critics and became an instant bestseller. He was born in 1954 in Skelleftehamn, which is 400 miles north of Stockholm. Larsson began his career as a journalist in 1977, first as a graphic artist and then as a news reporter and feature writer. He became well known for his opposition to racist and far-right wing movements. In 1995, Larsson worked at Expo, a magazine which investigated and exposed anti-Semitic and far-right organizations, and he was later asked to lecture on the topic in Germany, England, and France. Larsson had always been interested in detective and crime fiction, and he started writing his first novel in 2001. Over 3 years, he completed 2 books and started on a 3rd one, discovering that he really enjoyed fiction writing, although he had never thought of it as more than a hobby. One of his work colleagues recommended him to an important Swedish publisher, who immediately decided to sign him as a writer after reading some of his prose. His first big seller, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, was an immediate international phenomenon. But unfortunately, Larsson didn't live to see its great success because he died of a heart attack in 2004 in Stockholm. The book sold almost 3 million copies in Sweden and received several important honors, such as the Glass Key Award for the Best Nordic Crime Novel in 2005. A year later, his publishers brought out his 2nd book, The Girl Who Played with Fire, which was also given very positive reviews. It was quickly translated into several languages and sold fast. It also won the Swedish Crime Fiction Academy Award as the best Swedish crime novel in 2006. The 3rd title in the Millennium series is called Castles in the Sky, and the first of Larsson's books was brought to the big screen by Danish director Niels Arden Oplev in 2009.